Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to The Backyard. This is Margaret Marshall, your host, and I must welcome everyone and also apologize because it was supposed to be a pre-recorded show, so I am going to actually try to play the real recording because I did not have anything prepared, so just bear with me while I try to get... Okay, I think I'm going to be... Let's try this and see how this works. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Margaret Marshall. Please accept my apology for being late. We had a little technical difficulty on the computer end of it, but I'm here and we're live. And I want to welcome all the callers on the board and also the callers who are clicking in online. And it's a new year and I am just going to swoop past all the challenges and just know that it's going to be a spectacular one because this evening we have so much to talk about, all the beautiful, wonderful fruits from our beautiful island of Jamaica that I'm very excited to share some news with you that you might not know. So I'm going to again apologize for being late, but we did have a little bug that we had to work out. And I see that we have callers from 631-718-973 and a couple more spiking in. So again, thank you for visiting with us this evening. And I want to ask all callers that want to interact to hit 1 on your keyboard and let's just get this baby rocking because I have quite a bit of information about our mangoes and apples and pears, but I know that our listeners, especially our loyal listeners, are just waiting to chime in and tell us what their favorite, especially mangoes, are. And I'm waiting for a raised hand. So who's going to be the first to join the Labrish? We're here each week on a Wednesday at 8 o'clock, and the whole objective behind Backyard Labrish is to celebrate, enlighten, and preserve the rich culture of Jamaica. And, of course, the Jamaica that we knew, the older folks who grew up in the 40s and 50s and 60s before independence and have such wonderful memories of the joys of growing up in Jamaica. So, since no one is raising their hands, I'm going to start off to tell you that I've uncovered a lot of information about our apples. Let's start with our apples. And I just like to talk about the apples that I remember, and then I'll go into some details about something special about some of them. And I need some Labrish here, so raise your hands, folks. But the first one that I want to talk about tonight is rose apple. Anybody remember that? Anyway, like many other Jamaican fruits, we call a lot of things apple. Oh, I see a raised hand. So I'm going to open up the mic to 631-451. Wait, just a minute. You're on the air. Good evening. This is Margaret. Welcome to the Labrish.
Hi, Margaret. Good evening. This is Janine.
Hi, Janine. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Same to you.
All right. Is your mouth watering for some rose apple now?
Oh, yes. I remember.
Do you remember the rose apple?
Yes. It was like a beigeish color.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, round.
Right.
I remember eating it. Yes.
Yeah, I think that, as I started to mention before, you know, we call a lot of things apple that were not, in the big scope of things, when you think of the American apple.
Right.
It's not necessarily in the same size or even some of the same shapes.
Right.
Except that I suppose they're round.
They're round.
And the texture and everything is different.
Yeah, this was smooth.
Right. Mm-hmm. And in some of the things we call apples, of course, don't really look like an apple, as in the case of the Ethiopia apple or the Otieite. I always get it mixed up, whichever one comes first.
Ethiopia apple.
Yeah, I say Otieite.
And a pear. It looks more like a pear.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about the rose apple now. What do you remember about it? Do you remember it being called another name?
No, I don't. I only remember it as the rose apple. Maybe if another name was to come up, it would ring a bell, but right.
Well, I got some notes here from the internet, and they said it was sometimes called the Jamborisa, Jamborisier. That's sort of a French name.
Yeah, no, I didn't know it as that.
And sometimes it was even referred to as a plum.
Oh.
Because of its size.
The size. It was.
Yes,
really
yes, definitely.
Yes.
But, you know, there are several other islands and countries that have similar fruits like that. And the rose apple actually is in the Philippines and different places. And it's very interesting to know what, I think most of all, I can't remember, but I think most of our trees, like the rose apple tree, we only ate the fruit. Did we do anything else with the whole tree?
Not that
that you knew of?
No, I don't know.
Oh, boy, wait till you hear some of what they do with it in places like Brazil and the Philippines and different places.
The leaf itself of the tree?
Every part of the tree. That's what I spent all week doing this research. I could not believe what I was reading.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, in some, this is just the rose apple now. In some countries, they stew it and make some countries make a syrup with it. They use it with cinnamon.
Yes, I could
make
that.
A very heavy syrup. Are you familiar with doing it that way?
I've never seen it done, but thinking about it and the type of fruit that it is, I could see them strewing it into like a jam form.
Right.
The same way we would stew the June plum.
Right, definitely. Well, they do that in the Philippines, in Brazil, and in India, in Suriname. different countries, a whole lot of countries use that particular apple in different ways.
That sounds delicious to me.
Uh-huh. Yes. And in some places they cover them with tomato sauce and season it with minced garlic.
Mm.
And they're baked for about 20 minutes.
Never heard of that.
They said the possibilities are limitless. How they use them all over in different countries. The fruit is made into a jam and jenny, and lemon juice added, and more frequently preserved in combination with other fruits.
Yeah.
Well, all I remember about the rose apple actually is eating it.
Me too. Yeah.
All right. Well, it has 56 calories. It has protein, fat, carbohydrates, fiber, ash, calcium, magnesium, phosphate, iron, sulfur, potassium, copper, and riboflavin, niacin, and ascorbic acid, and the fruit can act as a diuretic.
Oh.
Now, I had no idea that that fruit was so rich in all of that. That one little fruit can supply all of those things I just mentioned.
Yeah, now you know why we weren't running to the doctor.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Because all the fruits that we ate, we did not really respect them.
Yeah, we didn't know the value of it.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, the seeds are used to treat diarrhea, dysentery. In Nicaragua, it has been claimed that an infusion of the roasted powdered rose apple seed is beneficial for diabetes.
Oh.
Ain't that something?
Mm-hmm.
Roast the seed and grind it up. Now, the leaf is applied to sore eyes, and it also serves as a diuretic, and it is used for treatment of rheumatism.
Whoa.
So we only eat the fruit. But there are lots of other countries that utilize the entire tree.
Yes, yes.
Now, the juice from the leaves can be taken as a warm medicine.
Oh.
Now, the powdered leaves have been rubbed on the bodies of people with smallpox. Hmm. And it supposedly has a cooling effect.
Oh.
Now, the flexible branches have been employed in Puerto Rico to make hoops for large sugar cases, and also valued for weaving large baskets.
Oh.
And we're talking about the branches.
Yeah. And this is
I don't know that we utilized those parts of the tree.
I don't think so. If they did, I didn't know of it, but I know I enjoyed eating it.
Definitely. I think all we, especially we Kingstonians, know was to eat it.
Yes.
Now, it also, the bark can be used to relieve asthma, bronchitis, and hoarseness.
Oh. Well, I know, I can't tell you all the trees, the bark from the trees that they used to use, but I know as a child growing up from my grandmother and then my mother used to do it, they used to boil the bark of the tree and make it into a tonic.
You're talking about the rose apple?
Well, it's possible that could be a part of it too. I'm not sure.
Right. That's true. I see that 7181 Wayne on the Labrish. So, just a minute. Let me open up the mic. Good evening. Your mic is open. Welcome to the Labrish.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Mr. Famous. Yankees fan.
Yeah, they're off now. I'm now a Jets fan.
Oh, excuse me. Well, welcome, Mr. Bronx.
We got every kind of sport up here. I was listening to your Labrish on the rose apple, and I can't even remember what it looked like. I don't think I ever ate it.
Oh. Well, you must be a real Kingstonian.
Yeah.
Well, I would.
And it had a special smell to it, too.
I don't remember. But it's a small apple, isn't it?
It's small, yeah. It's not big. But it had. How do I explain?
Does it look like an apricot?
No.
It's round, no. And it had a beigeish color. But as soon as you open it, it's like there was a smell to it that you couldn't miss.
Maybe that's why I don't like it.
It's a nice smell.
So it's a fragrance.
Yes.
I would say.
Yeah.
But it's amazing that the whole, every part of the tree, from the root to the leaves to the seed and the flesh, all of it is usable.
Well, you know, you mentioned the Philippines, and I have a lot of friends from the Philippines, and they talk about trees, not necessarily what we're talking about here with the fruits, but you were talking about utilizing the whole tree for various purposes, and they do that. And there are other people in African countries who do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the derivative is for medicinal purposes.
Right.
So there is no limit to the uses of the trees. And you mentioned also Brazil, and that same thing is true down there.
Right, right.
You know?
Now listen to this. Even the wood of the tree itself. First of all, the bark can be made into a dye. The wood itself, the sapwood itself, is white,
mm-hmm.
and it is very strong. It's heavy and strong,
mm-hmm.
so it can be used to make furniture,
wow.
spokes for wheels, arms for easy chair, knees for all kinds of boats, beams for construction, frames for musical instruments like violins and guitars, the frame itself,
mm-hmm.
for packing cases. And Cubans believe that the root is an effective remedy for epilepsy.
Oh.
So, I mean, I learned something about these fruits, because all I remember being exposed to is actually the fruit itself when it was ripe.
Yeah, because I wouldn't be able to explain what a tree looked like, because
mm-hmm.
I've never seen the tree, but I ate the fruit.
Right, me too. I don't remember ever seeing the tree.
No.
So it was very intriguing to me to be exposed to all this information, because, you know, from the fact that it can make all these, the wood itself, instruments and do all these things, you know, it must be a big tree.
Tree, yes.
Very big tree.
So,
I suppose people
strong.
From the country, and if there are any of our listeners that have actually seen a rose apple tree, because we're just talking, we're Kingstonians, and we're just talking from the fruit itself, the ripened fruit, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember seeing it green. But you know what's interesting is that I don't know if the children in Kingston are exposed to those kinds of fruits anymore. It would be interesting if anybody knows that information, because I remembered when my girlfriend that has been on the show here already, when I used to visit her in Jamaica in the 70s, she had two young boys growing up at the time, and they didn't know what a macafat was. you remember macafat, don't you?
No, you got me again. I
remember macafat?
I remember the name, but
remember
like
what it looks like.
It
what about
sounds
you,
like
Janine?
Something that I would need again.
Macafat. I know what macafat is. It has a very hard covering.
Right,
it's
and it's small.
It's round, and you have to
break it.
And that's probably one of those that stinks also.
No.
Oh, it doesn't stink.
You couldn't eat the outer part. It was hard.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to take that shell off and eat the inner part.
Yes.
Yes.
But my point was, I think that perhaps the things we were exposed to in the 40s, 30s, and 40s, you know, were perhaps, I don't know if they came from Kingston, but I remember all those fruits. I remember eating a rose apple, even though I never saw a rose apple tree.
I would think that most of those fruits were from the country, because we would get it when my mother or grandmother went
to the market. But a lot of fruits were in Kingston, though, that aren't there anymore because of the building, you know, the development of St. Andrew especially.
And I think some of the fruit, you know, mostly came from the country, though.
Right, right, right.
They have more of the property for it. I don't know.
Right. Now, so that is my story on the rose apple. Now, we are going to talk about one that I am not really very familiar with, but I'm sure a lot of people are. It has two names. It's called hog apple or a Jamaica noni, which we in Jamaica call a doppy sour sop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, see, I never knew that.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, they even sell it here in the supermarket because they are selling the noni drink, which they
right.
They say it's very good for you.
Okay, wait till you hear all the things that it is known to do. Not only, apparently other countries knew about this long before we knew about it in Jamaica. It is well known.
Trinidad has this drink.
Yeah, the noni. It's very good. But
right, but we never call it a noni in Jamaica. We call it hog apple or doppy sour sop.
Yes, because it was small and outside is like gritty.
Right. Well, the actual or another name for it is an Indian mulberry. Now, it is shaped like a potato with pine-like spouts. It gets from green to white as it ripens. And it tastes and smells awful.
Mm-hmm.
And it is most used. This is one of the things that the whole part of the tree and the fruit and everything is used. Not necessarily in Jamaica in our days,
mm-hmm.
but all over the other countries right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it has become more popular in Jamaica, you know, after us.
Yeah, because I'm telling you, it's the in thing now.
Oh, of course.
The noni juice.
Uh-huh, right. Well, both the seeds, the roots, the flowers, the barks, every part of it has been touted as being good for something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just every part. In Hawaii, they make a dye is extracted from the roots, and it's used to dye cloth.
Oh.
And it also provides, it says it's for support. Apparently, it's a big tree. Have you seen the tree? Have you ever seen an oni tree?
No.
Ah, it's used as a windbreaker. You know, they plant it to protect, I suppose, other plants in Suriname.
Mm-hmm.
And in various parts of the world, it's used for fever. It's used for containing fever, mostly in those countries.
Mm-hmm.
And as a tonic in Japan and Hawaii and China. Now, the leaves and the flowers and the fruit and the bark to treat eye problems,
wow.
skin wounds and abscesses, gum and throat problems, respiratory ailments, constipation, fever. I mean, just you name it, and this noni or doppy sour sop, as we call it,
yeah.
is used for something. Stomach pains, they use it in some countries after people give birth to a child. They get a drink from that.
Mm-hmm.
The heated leaves are applied to the chest to relieve coughs and nausea and colic.
Wow.
The juice from the leaves is taken for arthritis in the Philippines. The fruit is taken for lumbago, asthma, and dysentery in Indonesia. It's pounded when it's green
mm-hmm.
and is mixed with salt and applied to cuts and broken bones. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
The ripe fruit is used to draw out pus from an infected boil in Hawaii. Juices of the overripe fruits are taken to help, you know, menstrual problems
mm-hmm.
And urinary problems. In Malaysia, the food is used for a shampoo
wow.
and it's to treat head lice in Hawaii. Other exotic diseases treated with this plant. Exotic diseases?
I think the doctors are going to put... The doctors are going to put you out of business.
Diabetes.
Yes,
venereal disease.
Is it cancer too?
It is successful in the treatment of inflammation, swelling, I mean, you name it, high blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis.
Yes.
Even
if your energy, I took it once.
Oh my God! It also shows.
You have to close your nose though when
right.
you're taking it because of the taste.
And I suppose it smells bad too.
Oh Lord! It smells like baby's puke.
Oh my God!
Hey, I'm gone, fellas.
no fellas are around here, unless on the board. But you know they say it is showing promise as an anti. Cancer herb.
See, I told you.
Uh-huh.
And some people actually
industries are built around this dopey soursop,
mm-hmm.
and it's being marketed as Tahitian or Hawaiian noni.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. The juice is high in vitamin C, and of course they're using it a lot in alternative medicine.
Is it related to the regular soursop?
You know, I would.
It sort of looks
like
because of the bumps on the skin, I think.
Yes, I would say it's a part of the family because it wants to have the look of the soursop and that other one that they say always have worm. What's it? Custard apple.
Right. I have some information on the custard apple, too. But, you know, it has been around. The Polynesians have used it for over 2,000 years.
Oh.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's... But I never really, when I was growing up, I never really heard it, you know, being touted as a remedy for anything. I don't even remember being exposed to it.
I don't know if they even knew at that point if how good a fruit it was.
I don't think so. I think, I really don't. I think that all of that discovery has been recent.
Recent. I feel that way too, but I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's like every book you see, no knees, you know.
Right.
No.
Let's talk about the OTE, the apple.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, they say that has a magnificent red blossom. It's absolutely beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen the tree.
Mm-mm.
And it is presumed to be a native of Malaysia. And Portuguese voyagers carried it to Jamaica in 1793. That's how long it has been there.
Yeah.
Now, it can be pounded together with salt and crushed and strained through a coconut husk. This is how some of the other cultures do it.
Yeah.
And the juice poured into a deep cut. Now, the patient must exercise absolute self-control as the liquid burns its way into the flesh and nerves. But for sure, it is going to cure whatever, you know, you're pouring it into.
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. And, you know, you have some darker than some.
Yes,
the darker
yes.
The one you have more sweeter than the lighter one.
Right. As a matter of fact, as I was doing this research, I said, you know, even the fruits have preferences. Some are light, some are dark.
Yes.
They have different qualities. Isn't that something? Nature is just wonderful.
Beautiful.
And you, it presents itself in so many different forms.
Yes.
Now we're still with the OTE apple. The leaves. In Malaysia, they apply a powder of the dried leaves on a cracked tongue. A preparation of the root is a remedy for itching. The root acts as a diuretic and is given to alleviate edema. The root is useful against dysentery. In Cambodia, they use the fruit for respiration, the leaves and seeds as a worm medicine. The juice of crushed leaves is applied as a skin lotion and is added to baths. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
In Brazil, various parts of the plant is used for remedies from constipation, diabetes, I mean, cataract, headache, ailment, and, oh, boy, it just goes on and on.
Mm-hmm.
Just the leaf, the seed, the bark, the root, every part of it. It's effective for blood pressure. And in Puerto Rico, they make both red and white wine from this apple. So, you know, as you said, there are some that are dark. I suppose that's how the red and white wine comes in.
Yeah, but the inside is still white.
White, right.
It's a bit darker.
Mm-hmm. But it is amazing.
What about the sugar content in these things? Did you see anything like that?
Yeah, some of them, the sugar content was talked about, and I think there's one that has some details on it, that even though it was sweet, it would not affect you because of the properties in it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're up to the star apple. You remember that one?
My favorite one, the purple.
Yeah. There are 150 species of that particular plant.
Mm-hmm.
And studies have identified over 100 components in the fruit itself.
Mm.
And did you know that the leaf of the star apple tree is golden underneath and green on top?
Oh.
Have you ever seen a tree?
I think I've seen one.
I barely believe I saw one.
I think I saw one.
Yeah.
And so that is so unique because that is the way the tree is. The leaves are naturally.
I think it's
colored.
A very big tree, if I can remember right. The tree is very big.
Yeah. Very
right?
tall.
Yes, yes.
And the fruit itself is purple, right?
Yeah, on the outside. Yeah. Yes. And
it's white on the inside, I think.
It has white.
Like white and purple, too, but it just seems like small.
Some of the pulp is white.
Yeah.
I remember that one.
Yeah.
No, it is eaten to soothe inflammation in laryngitis, and it's used for pneumonia. Oh, my goodness.
Could use some of that right now.
As a treatment, you can gargle with it to relieve, you know, sore throats. It's good for angina. I mean, the heart thing. Don't mistake what I said. In Venezuela, unripe star apple fruits are eaten to overcome intestinal disturbances. Now, if you eat too much of it, of course, it can cause constipation. Now the rind of the fruit and the leaves together is taken. You know, you can take that as a tonic.
Oh.
Oh boy, the bark also can be used as a tonic, and it's like a stimulant.
Oh, so
it can halt diarrhea, dysentery, and hemorrhages, and is used as a treatment for glaucoma and cataract, and it is also good for the bladder. I said, oh my goodness.
Maybe this is the bark that they used to sell in the market that people would buy to make the tonic.
Could be, I don't know.
Maybe it's from all these trees.
And they said the seed is a tonic too.
Oh.
And it also can be used as a warm medicine.
Oh.
Huh. Now, Cuban residents in Miami are known to seek the star apple leaves in order to administer to people with cancer. And they believe that mostly the Hispanics believe that they have evidence that it is stopping the growth of cancer. If you give it to someone with cancer, it slows the growth down. And this is with talking about the star apple.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that something? Yeah. Now, in Brazil, they use the sap of the tree. They apply it if you have an abscess.
Mm-hmm.
And you can dry it and make it into a powder.
Oh.
And it's given again as a warm medicine.
Whoa.
Elsewhere, it is taken as a diuretic and a remedy for dysentery. Seeds can be used. Now, in Cuba, what do they use it for in Cuba? It's for cancer again. They use it for cancer in Cuba. Huh.
Well, now I understand why we didn't have much swelling. Because
Right, right. We're eating
food, out.
Helping us to eliminate.
Yeah.
And I say it's a great treatment for diabetes.
You see?
Ain't that something?
I better start having some of that.
Well, I wonder if it is as plentiful as it used to be when we were growing up.
I don't know, but you know, the beauty about it all is that now I'm hearing from people that's going back home that they're using all these fruits and turning it into a juice.
Right. It's wonderful.
Yes, you can get by the juice of the fruit, you know.
Yeah.
So that is good if they really do that.
Right. Now we're going to talk about the custard apple. You remember that?
My favorite, the one with the worm.
That one has worms?
That's what they claim, but I used to close my eyes and eat it anyway. Because I love it.
Well, this is a well-balanced food because it has protein, fiber, minerals, vitamins, energy, and a little fat. They're an excellent source
delicious.
Of vitamin C.
Delicious.
A good source of dietary fiber. And a useful source of vitamin B6. It has magnesium, potassium, B2, and it has complex carbohydrates.
What does it look like?
The custard apple?
The custard apple, it's very gritty on the outside. And I think why they say it has worm is because it always have like little holes in it, but I've never seen a worm.
Mm.
As I said, I used to like it so much that I used to eat it, you know.
Now, there are two kinds.
The soursop and the sweet sop, too. I would say it's in that family.
Right. We're going to do those
good,
another day. But do you know there were two kinds? There's a yellow skin kind and a
brown.
Kind.
Yes, I more know the brown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The yellow skin seems superior to the brown.
Oh.
And when filled out, have thicker and juicier flesh.
Oh.
No, both varieties are delicious and very nutritious.
Oh.
It only has 80 to 100 calories.
Oh.
But it has all that, you know, all those things in it,
mm-hmm.
those nutrients in the one fruit.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how well-fed we were because we had such a variety of fruits?
No, I understand why we could play from sun up to sun.
My gosh.
Mm-hmm. We had the energy.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. They said try giving some mashed custard apple to a toddler or making a smoothie with it.
Oh, delicious.
Yes.
And a fruit salad. When you use it to make a fruit salad, it gives it like a body. You know,
it's so delicious. They'll want it time and time again.
You're really taking me back now.
A sweet tooth can safely indulge in a delicious smoothie made from that.
Mm-hmm.
As the sugar content comes accompanied by fiber and other nutrients. It's not like you're getting sugar alone, you know what I mean?
You just have to take the seeds out, you know.
Right, and it is more filling than other forms of sweet food.
Yes, it's heavy. Mm-hmm.
And there's less danger of overeating.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it provides sugar that gives sustained energy and do not overreact the body's insulin output like processed sugars. So, you know, you could feast on custard apple, and it would not put your body out of whack, your system out of whack.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I am just so intrigued with all, and these have been clinically tested, you know, all of this, some of this material comes from some work they're doing at UC or have done.
Yeah.
Because the Internet is such a wonderful resource for information because, you know, you have students that do research or scientists that do research and they will document their findings online and make it public.
Known, yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, the leaves have, we're talking about the custard apple still.
Mm-hmm.
The leaves have been employed in tanning and they also yield a dye. The fiber derived from the young twigs is superior to the bark fiber of, you know, other trees.
Yes.
The wood is yellow and it's rather soft and porous
mm-hmm.
and has been used to make yokes for oxen. Now, the custard, it has 100 grams, 100 grams of the flesh will provide 110% of the recommended daily allowance of vitamin C. Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
So just one fruit can take care of your whole requirement.
Yeah, yeah.
For vitamin C.
Wow.
Oh my goodness. It is also it also has a mild tranquilizing action for a perfect night's sleep.
Oh.
So if you want to really sleep well, have a drink of the custard apple. A custard apple eggnog.
Wow.
You can imagine how delicious that is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the seeds are very hard and may be swallowed whole with no ill effects. But the kernels of the seeds are very toxic.
Yes.
The kernels of the fruit, I don't know, what the kernel would be? Around the seed?
I think when you open the fruit, there is actually something around it. That you eat around, if I can remember right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's like it's on something. So I guess that part is what they call that. But
right.
I think it's swallowing the seed, though.
Now, listen, you can make a paste of the leaves, and it can be a poultice for boils, abscess, and ulcers.
Okay.
The unripe fruit is you can dry it,
mm-hmm.
and pulverize it, and that can be used for diarrhea and dysentery.
What?
Oh, my gosh, I cannot even. The bark is a tonic and a remedy for diarrhea. You can boil it together, the fruit,
mm-hmm.
for 5 minutes in a liter of water to make an excellent, potent dewormer. Isn't that something?
I'm telling you.
Fragments of the root and bark are packed around the gums to relieve toothaches and also to deworm too. The leaf, the juice of the leaf can kill lice. The sap from cut branches can be an irritant and can really affect your eyes. So that, you know, if you are around the tree, you have to be careful. It is a good food source for copper, and if you wish to train for competitive sport or simply keep fit, then nutrients that can help reduce soreness and minimize damage to tissues and joints are found in that fruit, in the custard apple. It's perfect for athletes.
Hmm.
Huh. It's a good source of potassium. And B6. Ain't that something?
Yeah, the tree isn't, if I can remember right, the tree isn't that big either.
Oh, I'm not down to the tree. And they say if you want to perk up a cocktail, you just put some of that in it. 1 ounce of lemon, they give you all the thing here.
Mm-hmm.
And you put a little white rum.
Rum. Mm-hmm.
And man,
and
a little apple
and
juice.
You run like Bolt.
You could mix it the same way that you mix soursop.
Uh-huh.
Because it's in that family.
It's just wonderful.
You know how they used to mix soursop? Well, you can mix the custard apple the same way.
But listen to this. It's a little tidbit. In India, it is eaten only by the lower class.
Oh.
Ain't that something? In Central America, Mexico, and the West Indies, the fruit is appreciated by all. When fully ripe, the apple is soft to the touch,
mm-hmm.
and the stem is attached to the core. This is just a description of it.
Yes,
makes it delicious
in the middle part.
It makes a delicious sauce for cakes and puddings by blending the flesh with mashed banana and a little cream.
Wow.
I never thought of that.
Oh.
All I remember eating the custard apple.
Yes, I eat it. I make a fruit salad. I used to love it in a fruit salad.
Well, I just want to remind our listeners that you're listening to Backyard Labrish, and we get so carried away when we're talking about our delicious fruits of the past that we don't get to eat anymore, and the ones in the can certainly don't taste the same because there's all sorts of additives given to them. But I think that all of this going down memory lane will help us to realize how blessed we were to really grow up in Jamaica and be exposed to these all of these natural, wonderful fruits that we never really appreciated at the time we were devouring them, because we never knew that one day we were going to be saying, boy, we wish we had some of that
right now.
Ain't that something?
Yes.
We just sort of took it for granted.
Yes.
It got no respect.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
It was there and we ate it.
Right. Now, can you remember some of the plums we had? Do you have any memories of the plums?
Yes. Yellow coat.
Uh-huh.
Red coat.
Right.
Coolie plum.
Yes.
Hog plum.
Yes.
Which one?
Hog.
Yeah.
Hog plum.
Yes.
But listen, I have some interesting news on the coolie plum.
Oh.
The coolie plum, there's another name for it that is J-U-J-U-B-E. Jujube? Jujube.
Yes.
More commonly known, it's actually known as a Chinese apple. And it originated in China and have been cultivated for over 4,000 years. There are 400 plants of different kinds of that coolie plum. Now, the fruit, it can be applied on cuts and ulcers and employed in ailments of fever. It's mixed with salt and chili pepper and given for indigestion and if you are bilious, for biliousness.
Oh.
The dried coolie plum is a mild laxative. The seeds are sedatives and are taken sometimes with buttermilk to halt nausea, vomiting, and abdominal pains in pregnancy.
Oh.
It checks diarrhea, and you can use it as a poultice on wounds. Mixed with oil, it is rubbed on, it is good for rheumatism.
Mm-hmm.
The leaves are applied as a poultice, and it's helpful in liver troubles.
Whoa.
It's not something.
I know. You keep eating that coolie plum. You belch, and you always hear it fraught up on your stomach.
But
oh,
isn't
Lord,
that something?
The coolie plum. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you'd belch for days.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-mm.
Root is a purgative, and you can use it to get dewormed.
Mm.
You can dust it as a powder on if you have a wound. The juice of the root, it is good for a lot of things, and it is actually a tonic.
Does it come in a big tree?
Yes, we had one in the back of our yard.
Okay.
A good size tree.
The flower from the tree can be used as an eye lotion, and it is quite nutritious and rich in vitamin C.
Wow.
The fruit is much prized by certain cultures, and it is sold in China, Korea, Vietnam, and in the Indian markets. The tree dried fruit, they say, you know, we are not really utilizing a lot of these things like other countries and other cultures do. Now, they say if you have a recipe that calls for raisins and or dates, dried coolie plum can be used instead, and it makes a wonderful snack.
I could see that because when it's left on the tree and it dries up,
mm-hmm.
it's like it have a shriveled kind of look.
Like a prune or a date.
That. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you know that the leaves are known to produce a lather if you rub it in water?
Oh.
Now, the wood is reddish, it's fine textured, it's hard and durable,
mm-hmm.
and it polishes very well. It has been used to line wells, to make legs for beds, boats. It's used in agriculture,
mm-hmm.
and it's made used for house poles, for tool handles, For gun stocks, for saddles.
Sounds like a strong wood.
For golf clubs, for household utensils, toys. I mean, all sorts of things. It is valued as firewood and is a good source of charcoal.
Oh, and if we have any left in Jamaica.
Oh, I don't know. I should be interested to get. If any caller is on the board that know if any of these trees are still prevalent in Jamaica, would they just raise their hands and let us know, please? We have some gaps here. Because this research that I did on these particular trees talked a lot about how they're used in other countries, you know. And a lot of research has been done on the different parts of the trees.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the fruits are applied on cuts and ulcers. And here again, you can use it for fever. Also, I mean, the things you can use these things for, I don't remember ever hearing about that when I used to eat fruits. The seeds are sedatives, too, and are taken sometimes with buttermilk. I told you that already. Now, when mixed with oil, it is rubbed on certain areas for pain. Oh, my goodness. But you can prepare a liqueur from it, too. They said that in one country it was served at some occasion and people forgot where they were. They were enjoying themselves and so much that the people who partook, they forgot even their native countries and its enjoyment. They were just having a wonderful time. But you can make it into some, you can ferment it and make it into some sort of liquor. And that is coolie plum. Now, there was one other plum that I found some. I didn't find any information on the red coat plum and the, what is the one you call it?
Yellow coat.
The red and yellow, I didn't.
And the hog plum. The hog plum is almost like the red coat, but a little more down than the red coat was more, you know, a finer plum, I think.
Right. But listen, I did find something on the June plum.
Oh.
You remember the June plum?
Oh, yes.
Well, actually, we call it Jew plum. They say here that it's really, it's called different things. June plum.
June plum, that's what I know.
Or the Jamaica Jewish plum.
Oh.
It was introduced into Jamaica in 1782.
Oh.
And again, 10 years later by Captain Bligh, probably from Hawaii. And we call it Jew plum.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ah.
I just had some in Florida when I was there in October.
Really?
My cousin has this big June plum tree to the side of our house, and it's like delicious.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. But it is a native of Malaysia, and it is sold in markets right now in Vietnam. And, you know, Indonesia, and even in Australia. They have it in Australia.
And they're making juice, June plum juice now, where you can just drink the juice.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. They are bottling it now.
Well, that is wonderful. That is really wonderful news because, you know, these things are very, very nutritious.
Mm-hmm.
And it really it can be beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
And I do hope that people in Jamaica will you know, get on the bandwagon and not chop these trees down,
exactly. But
will at least try to save them. Because I know with all the even in the counterparts, you know, all the expansion that's going on, they're cutting down a lot of these trees.
They don't know the real value of the tree, maybe, you know.
I don't think so.
Maybe they just know it's a fruit.
Uh-huh. I know that's how I knew all of these things in Jamaica. I really never knew that any other part of it was usable.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is not to say that where it came from, that those people perhaps didn't know, but I never heard of any other part of any of these trees that I mentioned today.
What about the cherry? Did you see anything on the cherry?
No, I haven't gone to the cherry yet. Because I've gotten so caught up into the
June plums.
The plums and the apples.
The cherry that grew in Jamaica, it could be classified as a fruit too.
Yes, definitely, it is a fruit.
It is.
Next week I'm going to do some other things like the sour sap, sweet sap, because they have long tails too,
mm-hmm.
and the you know some of the cherries.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to talk a little bit about the mangoes this evening, because I know that's what most people know. I don't know if all the Kingstonians knew about all the fruits we just discussed, or just the apples and the plums we discussed. Because as I mentioned before, in the 70s, when I asked my girlfriend's sons about some of the fruits I knew when I was growing up, some of them they were not very familiar with. So, you know, I know that perhaps those things are not as plentiful. And I think another thing is happening where the young people are more interested in going to Burger King
mm-hmm.
and places like that,
mm-hmm.
have a snack.
Right.
Is that my point?
Right.
And instead of a fruit.
Yeah. To us, a fruit was everything, but to them, that's not it.
Right. Now, I don't think that is the case with the mangoes, though. I think mango time, everybody, I don't know if I'm wrong in saying that, but I think that the mango would trump any other fruit. Wouldn't you say that, Lee?
Oh, yeah.
In terms of popularity.
Mm-hmm.
And like everything else, for our visitors who might be coming by to listen to the show later on, I mean, we are known to have this class distinction from way back. But even our mangoes are in different categories, aren't they? Because we have common mango,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know what the opposite of common is. I know what the opposite of common is.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose high class would be the St. Julian and the East Indian and Bombay.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're right.
Or the Cadillacs or whatever, the Mercedes.
The up class.
Right, the up class.
And they were priced accordingly.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I think that there were less of them. So, you know, when you have less, you're going to have a higher price anyhow.
Well, the point is that on those that you're calling specialty, for want of a better word, mangoes, it required a little different way of cultivating it.
And I don't think that they were perhaps grown all over the island. There were more. Wouldn't you say that those mangoes were mostly in Kingston or in St. Andrew?
A lot of them. Mm-hmm.
The majority.
Yes.
Except for the what is that one, East Indian?
No, they had East Indian in Kingston.
Yes, but you would find that in the country as well. I don't know why that is so.
Yes, I would think so. But East Indian was well known in Kingston because the tree wasn't that big. You know, it was hard to really pick it or whatever. And the Julie tree, you had it. The trees came in different size. You know, so.
Right. But it's interesting because this writer or whoever was writing this article talking about how to eat a mango, a Jamaican mango, would depend on the type of mango. Some are fibrous and that they cannot be sliced. Instead, they are massaged. The end stem is cut off and the juice squeezed from the fruit into the mouth. Can anybody tell me which one that is?
That's a beefy mango.
That's a beefy or a hairy.
Right. More a beefy because a beefy is very fleshy.
Right,
and
that's true.
I remember again.
You could slice into a beefy very easily because of the flesh.
That's how my grandmother used to eat it. She would beat it up and then make a hole at the top and suck it out.
Right.
Yeah.
But they're saying that there are some that cannot be sliced. And I think, I don't remember which one that would be.
I don't know.
I like how they say you'd have to massage it, you know, to squeeze the fruit, the juice right in your mouth.
Yes.
Some may be cut in half and two halves twisted in opposite direction to free the seed which is then removed, and the halves served for eating as appetizers or desserts. And the two cheeks may be cut off, following the contour of the seed. For similar use, then the remaining side, you can cut out the flesh. Do you know which one that would be that you could rotate?
The Bombay, because what happened, even when you sometimes you'd go to the hotel or if you go somewhere where they're serving mangoes, that's the way they would serve it, because they cut it round.
Uh-huh.
And they take the seed out, and then they give you a spoon, and you scoop it out, and you eat it.
Right.
Yep.
But do you know that in Mexico, they have a special fork called a mango fork?
Oh.
I just read that.
Well, this may sound gross, but I love to eat my mango with it running down my elbow.
Yeah, well, you're the sucker.
Yes, I like to eat it that way.
Uh-huh.
I like to cut it, or no, just let me bite in it and eat it all the way down. Yeah.
A mango can be peeled and mounted on a fork and eaten in the same manner, like how you can do it like a lollipop.
I don't think that's for Jamaicans.
Yeah, I think in the Spanish country, I've seen that, believe it or not, I was watching TV with my granddaughter and I saw it. It was in, I don't remember if it's Puerto Rico or where, but they actually put the mango itself on a stick.
Yeah.
They peel it, and then they have the stick, just like, oh, we would have a fudge stick.
Right, that's what they say, like a lollipop.
Yeah.
That's like having your water coconut with a straw, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
But it would have to be a certain mango. The mango was like a wrong mango for it to be able to stay on. Yeah,
uh-huh.
I saw that on TV. So that's
so it. How many kind of mangoes can you name?
Oh, Lord. Well, you have East Indian.
Blackie.
Julie. Blackie.
Uh-huh.
Robin.
Erie.
Right.
Bombay. You have Common Bombay and the Stush Bombay. You have two different type of Bombay.
Bombay? I didn't know that.
Oh, yes.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Mm-hmm. You have a Bombay.
For 11.
That it has a different flavor than the regular one that you cut.
Oh.
You have number 11.
Uh-huh. Kidney.
Kidney. You have beefy. You have sweet cucumber.
And one that might be extinct now, which is Ladyfinger.
Ladyfinger. That's a little one.
Right.
Or
it looks like a miniature East Indian.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And, we
did somebody say Robin?
Robin.
I did, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah.
What is your least favorite?
Me?
Uh-huh.
Mine? Oh,
I love them all.
I don't like hairy. And, in fact, I don't like East Indian for the same reason.
Oh, really? Because of the strands?
Yes, it sticks in your teeth.
Oh,
it's a like flossing.
Yeah,
it acts as floss.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
It's for the gums. It really is.
That's too messy.
No, it's not. I'll go after certain mangoes first, but if I don't have a choice, I'll take anything I can get.
I love black mango.
Oh, yes.
I love black mango.
Right.
Oh, my mouth is watering,
A black mango, if you put a black mango in the refrigerator, take it out and eat it. It's really even more delicious to me.
Oh, man.
It's got that icy taste, you know?
And you can eat the skin of a black mango.
That's very good.
You cannot eat the skin of some of the other mangoes. You know, they're just too thick and hard.
The black mango skin is very fine, and they said it was good to eat, so you eat
everything.
The number 11, no, that's another mango. That was
I love that, too.
I had a huge number 11 tree in our yard, and it was really good.
Oh, my gosh. But do you know that the mango can be frozen whole? You can freeze it with seed and all.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I thought it would have to be cut up.
No, because the reason why I know that, too, is because when I used to go to Jamaica and travel, and my cousin had this big East Indian tree, and she knew I was coming, and, you know, mango time wasn't going to be at that time that I'm coming. She would actually freeze it and save it for me.
Hmm.
Yeah, well, I've seen, you know, it's fruits is restricted from coming from Jamaica
right.
to anywhere.
Right.
You know, you're not supposed to take fruits, but people used to slice up the fruits and
put
a little syrup in it and freeze it and send it up here. Nobody knew would know that it's mangoes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's stew it. You ever had stewed mangoes?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Do you know that there's the Indians curry mango?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, well,
not the ripe one, though. I think
right. The Indians like the mangoes.
Mango chutney, they call it.
Before it's mature.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in other words, it's hard and a little brackish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A little turn, not.
Yeah, if you want to say that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you know when the mango trees in bloom? It is not uncommon for people to suffer from itching around the eyes, facial swelling, and respiratory difficulty, even though there's no airborne pollen. The irritant is probably the vaporized essence essential oil of the mango flower, which contains, you know, some things that could make
pollen.
It sensitive to your eyes.
Mm. That's reasonable, to think.
It said the wood should never be used in a fireplace or for cooking, because the smoke is highly irritant to your eyes, you know, especially. Now, the mango seed fat having high content, the fat is desirable for soap making. That is the seed they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the wood now, the tree itself, is used it in some countries. It's very valuable because it is it's the size of the trunk, I suppose, you know. It's sapwood, it's light in weight and easily worked, but it has it's considered a medium hardwood, but it is very strong.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be used, you know, for a lot of different things.
Yeah,
but listen to some of the things that other cultures use the whole tree for. The dried mango flowers can serve as to be used for diarrhea. The flower I'm talking about, for chronic dysentery, for cataract, for bladder problems.
Hmm.
It can even be used for gonorrhea.
Oh.
In some cultures, they use it for that. The bark can be used for diphtheria in India. And the gum from the trunk is applied on cracks in the skin and feet and on scabies, and is believed to be of relief in cases of syphilis.
Ooh.
We're talking about the mango tree.
Well, do you know that my younger brother and myself, we used to take that gum from the tree and roll it in sugar and chew it as if we were chewing gum.
Really? Yes, yes, it can be used for that.
Mm-hmm.
I said now the a powder from the mango kernel can be used for worms.
Hmm.
It can be used for diarrhea, for hemorrhage, for bleeding hemorrhoids. The fat is administered in cases of stomach problems, the unripe mango fruit, and fruits and the bark, stems, and leaves have shown antibiotic activity. So it can help, you know. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
In some of the islands of the Caribbean, the leaf is taken as a remedy for diarrhea, fever, chest complaints, diabetes, hypertension, and other ills.
Oh, my goodness.
A combination of the leaves are taken in some culture a concoction of the leaves is are taken in some cultures after child's birth.
Hmm.
Now, and it is very valuable as timber. It is used, what you were talking about, the sap?
Yes.
It is used, is a red-brown gum from the trunk, is used for mending crockery in Africa.
Yeah.
In India, it is sold as a substitute for gum.
Yes, we used to, my brother and myself, because we were very adventurous, and
oh
we would
my.
Get something, scrape it off, and would roll it in sugar, and we'd actually chew it.
The wonder you're still alive.
Isn't that something?
Oh, dear, I'm telling you, it has been quite an experience for me to just research and find all of this wonderful information about
Talk Radio.
About, you know, just what we used to just eat.
Take for granted.
Right, and to know that, you know, there's so many other uses for it. Plus, to know that we were just being so richly nourished,
mm-hmm.
you know, by eating these fruits.
Yes.
And I really hope that some of our listeners will really get into an appreciative mood, and when they go back to Jamaica, or if they have people there, they tell them how to get a new respect
mm-hmm.
for our native fruits.
Yes.
Because, you know, we are so blessed on that one small island to have such a variety that has all of these complex nutrients in them, in
yes.
each one of them.
Yes.
And collectively, you know, we eat so many different ones, or we used to, I don't know. And I hope the children really will get to appreciate, you know, and don't want to have the man-made things, you know, the things that are put together. We have our own natural gum there just by eating a fruit,
yes.
you know. It's better than even putting chewing gum in your mouth.
That's the first thing we'd think of if we feel for something to eat.
If you need a snack.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
True.
Now, there's research going on the seeds and all of that in Canada and all over the world, really.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about the mango now. And in times of food scarcity in India, the seeds are roasted or boiled and eaten. After soaking, the kernels are dried and ground in flour and is mixed with wheat or rice to make bread.
I didn't know that.
It is also used in porridge.
Mm.
Hmm. The fat extracted from the kernel is white, solid, like cocoa butter.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. And it is edible.
Hmm. Yeah,
and
it's
has
it's
been
the
proposed
exactly.
as a substitute for cocoa butter in chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. The peel constitutes 20 to 25% of the total weight of the mango fruit. Yeah, some of them have very thick skins, I suppose.
Yeah.
Now, research in India has shown that the peel can be utilized as a source of pectin. Immature mango leaves are cooked and eaten in Indonesia and the Philippines.
Whoa.
The leaves, you know.
Yes, I didn't know.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. It's just hypertensive people, they say, may react with considerable swelling of the eyelids if they're sensitive to the mango itself, you know, or the tree.
Yes.
People have to be careful how they handle the peel and even eat the mangoes.
Oh.
But, you know, I think they will find that out. I don't think there were a lot of Jamaicans that were allergic to mangoes.
I don't think
perhaps
so.
Some visitors may have that problem, you know?
Yeah.
And the leaves, the mango leaves, you remember how some of them used to be so shiny?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, they have special things in them, too.
I guess that's why it was like that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They're rich, and they have been used as dyes. because they find some acid and things, some different things in them. But it's just wonderful. I mean, we just never know how blessed we were, you know, when we were exposed. Because you know that a lot of the children growing up here never see a tree on a fruit on a tree, except on TV or in a book.
Yeah.
We actually were exposed to picking or have somebody pick it for us.
Yeah, or stone it down. I remember stoning down the manga myself.
Oh,
yeah.
You were a boy. You said, is that what you were?
Well, we had a problem with that number 11 tree. All the school kids used to pass and have a feast, you know, when they're coming home from school.
Right.
So stone
right.
the mango and then come through the gate and pick up what their spoils. So
uh-huh.
Oh, you remember that clothes stick you used to use for the line?
Oh, yes.
Hey, but Janine, you sound bad. You're a little bad. You're a little bad thing.
Oh, believe you me, I was an outside person. I used to love the outside.
Oh, man. Mm. Actually, now I know, you know, why perhaps we can, not everybody, but I think that even the children growing up in Jamaica now perhaps don't have as much in the foundation of their bones and the formation, because they're not, instead of eating, drinking cornmeal porridge, I understand that some of the farmers are selling their corn and buying cornflakes for their children.
You see?
You know what I mean? Instead of grating the corn like they used to in the old days.
And
instead of the children drinking, you know, the natural chocolate from, mm-hmm. like we used to when we made chocolate tea,
right.
they're having Nestle's Quick or one of those because it's more refined. And it's,
or Fry's Cocoa.
Mm-hmm, because it's instant.
Fry's Cocoa. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we just had a very special time during the years that we spent there growing up, and I think it has really helped our health, you know, health-wise. I think we were made of stronger stuff than what's going on now, because I noticed that the Jamaican children are getting a little obese themselves, especially the teenagers, some of the teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're putting on some extra pounds. But one good thing I find from just doing some research there is that the school system seemed to have PE, physical education, or a lot of outdoor sports, a lot of outdoor activities. And, of course, with all the recognition we've been getting, you know, with our world champions, I think they're even concentrating on that more. And hopefully with that in force, as much as it is, the children will want to drink water, coconut, instead of a Coke.
Mm-hmm.
And they will want to eat a mango, you know, instead of something else that is artificial.
Yeah.
But like everywhere else, you know, the younger generation seem to be attracted more. Perhaps it's because of the television ads or whatever. They feel that they're deprived if they don't have, you know, instead of picking a mango off of a tree or something and eating that, they'd rather go to the store or the restaurant and buy something.
Potato chips.
Right.
I'm
hoping that, you know, with more people realizing how nutritious these natural things are, and I'm sure still are in Jamaica, because the bigger trees like a mango tree and things like that is not exposed to as much as the new type of farming, because, you know, all over the world, farming has changed, because even the seeds they put in the ground now, a lot of them are juiced up. You know, the farmers all over the world are buying seeds that are not what they used to be 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So we are just made of special stuff, and I will continue to be grateful, thankful, and continue to celebrate what we had in Jamaica when we were growing up, because I still think fondly of, although I've spent most of my life here,
yeah.
you know, I always am just so grateful to have had the time I did when I grew up in Jamaica. So we only have a few minutes, and if my loyal listeners want to say a few words to our listeners coming by about the privilege we had to enjoy all these wonderful fruits that we will continue to speak about for the rest of the month. Next month is going to be History Month, so we'll go back into a lot of interesting history in the Labrish. But this month we're devoting it to the fruits. And next week we have a whole set of other fruits that we haven't even touched yet. So do you have a parting word? We have 2 minutes.
Well, you know, being a Kingstonian and living in America now, it's not unusual for me to go into the tropical section in the supermarket and pulling down a can of mango juice or mango nectar or something like that. My point is that I know both sides of the thing. In my youth I would eat the fruit rather than the what comes out of the can.
Right.
Unfortunately, if you're growing up now, you're likely to not to see the fruit, but you see the can with the juice. You know what I'm saying? Because the trees are no longer there, and that's unfortunate. And as you say, we are a little bit privileged to have experienced this back on the home soil.
Right.
We were growing up.
And I hope that the children that are exposed to the fruit will choose the fruit in place of the can.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Miss Janine, and any other callers on the board? We have quite a few, 678-973. If you have a parting word for the Labrish, do just hit one on your keypad so we can pipe you in. But we thank you for being here with us. We're here each week to celebrate the rich culture of Jamaica, and we appreciate your support and hope you'll tell your friends and also check out our website at www.backyardlabrish.com and do leave us a comment if you have a favorite show or if there's something you'd like us to labrish about. Do let us know. So with that said, Miss Janine, you have a parting word. We have 24 seconds.
Yes, well, I just want to say, too, I'm glad I was so blessed to have all those fruits and that even at my age I can still remember the taste. And I would say to our Jamaicans, if you have grandkids and you're in a store, which sometimes you can see some of them, introduce it to them. Let them see what your fruits are like. Let them taste it and, you know, tell them all about it. Keep the memory going.
Amen. All right. Well, with that said, I want to thank you all for tuning in and hope to see you next week. We'll be lavishing about some other mouth-watering stuff. So good night and happy New Year again.
Happy New Year, too.
Thank
you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye to all our callers. See you next week.
See you next week, God's willing.
Yeah, and as we say, walk good.
Walk good. Come back.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.